Good afternoon from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Yakee. Here's what's happening now in the news. In India, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has wrapped up talks in New Delhi with the signing of two agreements. One of them designates sites for American firms to build two nuclear power plants in India, and the other one ensures that U.S. arms technology sold to India does not leak to third countries. Want to get you now to a developing story. Two astronauts have just a couple more hours of work to do outside the International Space Station. It's the second spacewalk of the Endeavour mission, and it comes on a historic day in space exploration. It was 40 years ago today that Neil Armstrong made a giant leap for mankind on NASA's first manned mission to the moon. In Canada, aid can now start flowing into an area hit hard by wildfires. Officials declared a state of emergency in the province of British Columbia. 11,000 people have been evacuated and three homes have been destroyed. Forestry crews say that the most serious fire is 40% contained. Football star Michael Vick is out of federal custody today. These are pictures from a couple of years ago before he went to prison on those dogfighting charges. Vick is going to serve out the last 2 months of his nearly two-year sentence at home. The big question now, whether he'll be able to jumpstart his stalled career. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is on the back foot again. His lawyers say an audio tape, which a magazine today claimed has the voices of Berlusconi with a prostitute, are false and are part of an ongoing investigation. His attorney also warns they'll take legal action against anyone who distributes those recordings. And that's what's happening right now in the news. Please stick with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.